Today, December 26th, we celebrate the feast day of the first Christian martyr, Saint Stephen, one of the early deacons in the church. And it's quite a contrast when we hear about his stoning and his martyrdom today, quite a contrast with yesterday's beautiful feast day of Christmas, when we think of the peace that filled the cave on the day of our Lord's birth and the fact that he was adored by the shepherds and the angels, and yet the very next day we're hit with the reality of the first Christian martyr, the first one who would die for Christ. We know he's called the proto-martyr because he is the first one to die for the Lord. I mentioned he was one of the seven deacons chosen by the apostles to help in the distribution of food and clothing in the early church. But his job description became much larger very quickly. Even though he was first called to help with the distribution of food to the poor, he began preaching and evangelizing, and especially towards the Jews that did not accept Jesus as the Messiah. And no one was a match for Stephen. When Stephen spoke, no one was able to argue with him because he was so filled with fire and the Holy Spirit. And because of this, he was arrested by the Sanhedrin, the same Sanhedrin that had put our Lord himself to death. And when Stephen spoke in front of the Sanhedrin, he was filled with the Holy Spirit. And he chastised them for not recognizing that Jesus was the Messiah. And he held them responsible for putting our Lord to death. And because of this, they dragged him outside the city walls and they began to stone him. And as Stephen was being stoned, he could see Jesus seated at the right hand of God the Father. And before he died, he imitated Christ's words. He said, "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit." And he prayed that this sin would not be held against his executioners. So we see somebody who died just about 2 years after Christ, imitating our Lord's own death. But there was another person standing there in the crowd. His name was Saul of Tarsus. And Saul was one of the early, he was a Pharisee. He was one of the early persecutors of Christianity. And it says people were placing their cloaks at the feet of Saul. And Saul stood by approving of the death of Stephen. And really it was, I believe, Stephen's witness and the blood that Stephen shed that began Paul's conversion. And as you know, he will become the great apostle to the Gentiles. We know that after the death of Stephen, a bitter persecution against the Christians took place in Jerusalem, especially led by Saul of Tarsus. And so the Christians were dispersed. Some went to Caesarea, some to Antioch, some to Damascus. And the Christians were inspired by this heroic death of Saint Stephen the Apostle. So truly the blood of Stephen was the seed for the early Christian faith to grow. I think what we can learn from Stephen is, first of all, the fact that he imitated Christ. And we too are called to imitate Christ in our own lives. And perhaps we'll never be called to shed our blood for Christ in martyrdom, but we are certainly called to witness to Christ in the workplace, in our neighborhoods, among family members and friends. We're called to be an example. Like the word witness means a martyr. So all of us, even though we might not be called to martyrdom, we are called to witness to our faith in many ways. And I think the last thing we can learn from him is the importance of forgiving our enemies. And obviously, none of us probably will ever have to forgive as much as Stephen forgave. I mean, imagine forgiving people that were throwing huge stones at you, trying to kill you. All we have to do is forgive people that cut us off in traffic or say a nasty word to us in the supermarket or do something to hurt our feelings. That's the kind of forgiveness that most of us are called to do on a daily basis. However, we can learn from the example of Saint Stephen, who forgave his enemies. He said, "Father, do not hold this sin against them." And he asked for their forgiveness.